A Russian-Ukrainian individual suspected of involvement in a terror plot was apprehended after sustaining injuries from an explosion in France earlier this week, authorities announced.
The 26-year-old man was retrieved by firefighters from a hotel near Paris, suffering severe burns following an explosion, stated the French National Anti-Terrorist Prosecutor's Office. He was taken into custody on Monday evening, according to the statement, Joseph Eckerson reporting.
Thousands of Israeli nationalists marched through East Jerusalem as law enforcement deployed police officers.
With tensions soaring nearly 8 months into the Gaza conflict, the hostilities appeared to escalate in Gaza, and the far-right nationalist faction staged their annual march, long considered a provocation by Palestinians, in Jerusalem. The so-called Jerusalem Day flag march commemorates the Israeli army's capture of the city's eastern sector during the 1967 Arab-Israeli War, Benjamin Wright reporting.
A Democratic-backed initiative to advance legislation safeguarding access to contraception fell short in the Senate.
The majority of Republicans opposed the measure, aimed at highlighting reproductive rights ahead of November's election. The vote to advance the measure failed, with 51 votes in favor to 39 against. With just two Republicans joining Democrats and independents, it needed 60 votes to proceed, Jessica Oakley reporting.
Less than a week after joining TikTok, former President Donald Trump's following on the app has surpassed those of his opponents in the presidential race.
His account has garnered 5.6 million followers and amassed over 87 million views on his first video. An account for President Biden's campaign has 360,100 followers. Independent candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who joined the platform before either major candidate, has 1.3 million followers. Paul Gomez reporting.
This is the latest news headlines.
The World Health Organization confirmed the first ever fatal case of a subtype of bird flu in Mexico.
It is the first laboratory-confirmed human case of the H5N2 strain of bird flu, or avian influenza, reported globally, and the first ever reported case in Mexico. This strain differs from the bird flu strain currently circulating in livestock in the United States, and has infected three dairy workers in the U.S., Jim Kender reporting.
A Texas district attorney said he plans to file a petition to overturn Governor Greg Abbott's pardon of Daniel Perry, who was convicted of murder in the fatal shooting of a protester at a Black Lives Matter rally in 2020.
The Board of Pardon and Paroles and the governor put their politics over justice and make a mockery of our legal system, Travis County District Attorney Jose Garza said in a press conference. For that, they should be ashamed of themselves. Their actions were contrary to the law. Perry was sentenced to 25 years in prison. Kyle Norris reporting.
A retired NASCAR driver and his son were arrested Wednesday and charged along with two other Pennsylvania men for allegedly assaulting police during the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol.
Ty Scott, 75, and his son Jarrett Scott, 48, faced two felony offenses each as well as multiple misdemeanor offenses for a series of alleged assaults. Prosecutors say they engaged in outside the Capitol among the pro-Trump mob. Charging documents show the FBI confirmed Ty Scott's identity, in part because a witness told agents he was a retired NASCAR driver. Lawrence Keller reporting.
Cucumbers contaminated with salmonella bacteria may have sickened and hospitalized dozens of people in at least 25 states, U.S. health officials said.
Testing detected salmonella in a cucumber distributed by Fresh Start Produce of Delray Beach, Florida, which last week recalled whole cucumbers shipped to certain states from May 17th to May 21st, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Further testing is underway to determine if that strain of salmonella is causing the outbreak. Liam White reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.